Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text the neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that the word of the Lord is going down. I hope everyone had an awesome, awesome day on yesterday. You know, we celebrated our veterans on yesterday because they serve our country. So we thank God for all of the veterans. Amen. We didn't give them a shout. We gave them a shout out on Facebook. We're going to give them another shout out on today. So we just thank God for each and every veteran. Glory to God. We thank you for your service, you know, because God is good and he is worthy. Amen. So just continue on praising God because guess what? He's the one that's going to make everything all right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We serve just that kind of God. We serve a God that never fails. He's always there and he's always right on time. So I encourage you on today. Go ahead while I'm talking and text somebody and let them know that the word of the Lord is on the air on today. Amen. First of all, I'm going to go ahead with our announcement. I want you to tune in on Tuesday night. If you miss these Tuesday nights, glory to God, you have been missing an awesome, awesome, awesome word. We have one word from the Lord, Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. And I want you, these shows are pre-recorded, so you can go back on Blog Talk, and you can pull up the shows, and you can put in one word from the Lord, and that one and whoever else preached, amen, all down through the week. You can pull them up and listen to them again. But, you know, I like mine fresh off the press. So I want to listen right then when it's coming out. Glory to God. And the show comes on 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. I want to repeat. And then if you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, you need a coach, I want you to go to Facebook and inbox Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Go on and inbox them and leave them a message and let them know what the need is. You know, God has people that he's put in place for such a time as this. But, you know, everybody at some point going to need some prayer. Glory to God. I know you say, well, I pray all the time. Yes, but you need somebody to help you to get that breakthrough that you can't get. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, and you need someone to help coach you to get to that next level. But sometimes you can't get there by yourself. You know, you try to get there. You don't want to go up the back side. You want to make sure you're going up the right side. So I encourage you to go ahead and inbox them and let them know what the need may be. And they can help you. And make sure you leave some contact information and let them know it's okay if you call this number, as we want to make sure, glory to God. And they will get in touch with you. And if you move on down on Wednesday, we have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. Her show comes on at 6:30 Central Standard Time every Wednesday. It's an awesome woman of God, pray the house down woman of God, preach the woman of God, singing woman of God, you name it and she does it. Just awesome. All I can say is just awesome. The show is just fantastic. If you miss it, like I said, you can go back and hear it on demand or over at Blog Talk. You put in Faith Come By Hearing, Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew, and it'll come up. Glory to God. You know, these shows are also posted on Facebook. After we finish, we'll send them over to Facebook, and you can listen to them there also. So you can hear the word, amen, all week long. You know, now we need to hear more and more of the word, and we need to pray more and more. We need to see God more and more now. Glory to God, because you see all the things that are going on, and you know he's to return, and he's to return soon. I know you say you've been hearing it, you've been hearing it, you've been hearing it, yes, but believe it, hallelujah, he is to return, so you got to live every day like it is your last, glory to God. That means you got to live every day reading the word, you got to live every day treating people right, you got to live every day being having a righteous lifestyle, glory to God, amen. And if you move on down, we are called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams, and the Prophetic Corner Ministry comes on every Sunday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And then I'm going to give you a 30-minute break, And the next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Awesome woman of God. Amen. She sings. She prays. She tells it like it is. She don't give you nothing that God ain't giving her. If he ain't giving it, she ain't giving it. So I can encourage you to come and hear what the Lord is saying. Amen. To Minister Elaine. And she is also an author. You can go over to Amazon and purchase her book. She has volume 1, volume 2. So you can go over there and you can purchase those. You can also make good gifts. They are a good read, glory to God, and you will get a free Kindle. So I encourage you to go over and purchase her books. You will see it. If you don't, you can go to her page on Facebook, and you can inbox her and let her know what you need. That if you're trying to purchase a book, and she will give you the information on how to get there. Glory to God. And I want to encourage you to give. And giving, amen, we know this is, everybody says this is the season to give. No, every day is a season to give. And you should have, and let every day be a reason to give. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to give unto the ministry and watch God, what God does. You can't pay for the ministry, but you can definitely help to reach, amen, just that many more people. Glory to God. Because that's what we're here to do. We are here to branch out and meet those, amen, glory to God, that aren't able, hallelujah. Not just those inside the church. You know, a lot of times we want to go inside the church and preach to the choir. Well, the choir, if the choir is coming, amen, to practice, the choir coming to Bible study, the choir is coming, amen, when the church doors are opening, they're coming to prayer, they're coming and they're being faithful, and guess what? They should be saved, hallelujah, and they should know Jesus Christ. We need to reach those that's backslidden and those that aren't faithful. Those are the ones that you want to reach, hallelujah. Those that aren't saved, you know, that's the one that you want to reach, glory to God. Because if you're always preaching this right in your four walls to just a few and a couple of people, yeah, amen, that you know, I already know them. So they going to go ahead and say, yeah, go ahead and give me a word. But it's those out in the streets, glory to God. Hallelujah. Those out there that don't know him. Those out there that have not a clue who he really is. Those are the ones you want to reach. So I encourage you, glory to God, to go ahead, amen, and give to the ministry. You know, I hear many people say, well, you know, I was, and I was, and I was. Well, how long are you going to say I was and didn't do? Glory to God. You know, tomorrow ain't promised to any of us. So if you want to do it, you need to do it now. Hallelujah. And stop putting it off. I just say it like that. Hallelujah. And I don't tell you nothing that I do not do myself. Because we live in a season where, amen, you know, you say giving is a reason, hallelujah. But I give outside of the season, hallelujah. That's what you want to do. You don't have to always give in that season. You give, amen, from January all the way down through the season, and you've done what you're supposed to do. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, because God is so good and he's just so worthy to be praised. We thank God for each and every one on the line on today, hallelujah, because he is awesome, and we know, hallelujah, that God is and who he is, and we respect that, and you have to respect him each and every day. Just know that you know that you know that you know that we serve an awesome God. We serve a right now God. We serve a God that's never late. We serve a God that's always right on time. Glory to God, my God. We serve a God, hallelujah, my God, that'll take care of every need that you have. You can't beat that, glory to God, my God, my God. Because we know, hallelujah, you know, sometimes man will help you for a minute, hallelujah. But, you know, they're gone. If you need a long term, you're going to be short, glory to God. That's my word, hallelujah, my God, my God. I'm going to go ahead on, amen, at this time, and I'm going to open up my line, hallelujah. If you desire your prayer, hallelujah, you can press the 1 and come in, glory to God. Or if you just have a testimony, hallelujah, that you want to give, you can go ahead and press the 1, and I will bring you in. All you have to do is give me your location, hallelujah, and then give me your testimony, or if you have a prayer request. That's all. You don't have to give your name. Hallelujah. You don't have to even give the exact place that you're in. Glory to God. If you don't want to, amen. This is not a make you show. This is a show, amen, is dedicated to the men and women of God. Amen. It's raising them up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We have one caller. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Caller 05. Glory to God. You are live and on the air. Hello, caller.
Praise God. Dothan, Alabama. I was listening to the show, and you said to sow a seed and write down what you wanted God to do for you. So there was three things that I wrote down, and all came true. I've had two surgeries, and I thank God. I thank God for healing my body, and I know he healed my body because what I went through, God healed me. And I had people praying for me, and I thank God that they prayed for me. And I know God is in the healing business, and I just thank God for healing my body.
Amen. Glory to God. Did you hear that awesome testimony? She said she know God healed her. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And she had two surgeries. Well, it may have been a couple of months ago. May have been 1 or 2 months ago. I can't remember the exact date. But I had said online, I said, God said, sow $100 seed. And for this thing, and listen, he prophesied in part. He said, this thing that you're going to need, you're going to have to sow $100. Well, you know, this caller did not doubt it. Hallelujah. They didn't look at me, but they looked at the Jesus in me and know that I'm not going to tell you to do nothing that he's not telling you to do. Glory to God. Because that ain't me. Because, see, that's repercussions behind lying prophets, okay? Hallelujah. And we don't lie over here. Amen. I can't sit on nobody else. I'm not talking about nobody else. I'm not bashing nobody else. But I know. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I said that, amen. And they were the first one that gave their seed. They did. They went right on and gave it. They didn't ask no more questions or nothing. And I told them what to do. I said, you know, write down what you need. Glory to God. And they wrote it down. They wrote down what they needed. And look what they needed. Hallelujah. They had two surgeries. And they said everything that they wrote down on that paper, because they sold that $100, it came to pass. Now, here's the thing about it. You got to believe, amen, when you give. Don't just give it and say, well, you know what, I don't want to be left out. No. You're giving grudgingly, hallelujah. No. And if you gave to the right person, then guess what? We're all under the same umbrella. Nobody's begging for money. We're not. We don't have to. Because we serve the one that got it all, glory to God. He has it all in the palm of his hand. And it's his to give as he sees fit. Hallelujah. But understand, glory to God. This person, glory to God, they did. They sold. And look what God did. Everything they wrote on that paper. Now, you know what? I'm going to pray for this caller, because guess what? They called in and they weren't fearful. Don't be fearful, amen, to call in and give a testimony. Because God will move. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. We had testimony service on one night that was this past week. Glory to God. And oh, my God. You just listening at the things that God was doing. And it just, oh, my God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It was just awesome. But I'm going to pray for this caller right here. Caller, I'm going to pray for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the caller that called in, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to do even the more for them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because they stepped out on faith and did what you asked them to do, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we believe and we receive that everything, Lord God, that she wants shall come to pass, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for even the more strength. We pray for financial breakthrough, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Money from the north, the south, the east, the west. Money that she didn't even know was coming, Lord God. We ask you to give it to her, Lord, to pour out your blessing in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, bless her family, Lord God, her grandchildren, Lord God, her children, Lord, and those that are connected to her, Lord. Bless them in a mighty way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Caller, we thank you for calling in. God's going to bless you even the more. You just continue on down the road with Jesus and watch what he does. Thank you, caller. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We have another caller, amen, on the line. We're going to go ahead and we're going to bring them in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Oh, my God, my God. Hallelujah. It does a body good to see how he's moving and moving by his spirit and by his power. That's what I'm talking about. Because I know some come to the line and say, oh, that's just my awful. Glory to God. And some don't even call me that. They don't even say my middle name on why I don't do that. But some just say, oh, that's just her. Glory to God. But you knew me when, back then. You didn't know me. You don't know me now. This is the new me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Caller, you are live and on the air.
I'm calling from North Carolina, and I'm not asking for prayer for me. I'm asking for prayer for the body of believers.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus said, if you draw nigh to me, I'll draw nigh to you.
Yes.
You said the harvest is plentiful, but the labors are few.
Yes.
Pray for the Lord of the harvest. He'll send labors into the vineyard.
Thank you, Jesus.
He'll draw us closer to him. He that hunger and thirst after righteousness say, shall be filled. Pray that we hunger and thirst for righteousness sake.
Yes,
so we can be filled. There's so many needs out there.
Yes,
I get so many phone calls. I need this. I need that. Pray for this. Pray for that. And we just got to come up as a body of believers.
Yes, Lord.
Even me.
Yes, Lord.
So if you would just pray that the body of believers would come up to where God wants them.
Yes, Lord.
Because he's soon to come back.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, you heard every word, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray,
yes,
Lord,
Lord
God, for more laborers, God, in the field of the body of
yes,
Christ,
Lord.
Lord. In the mighty
yes, Lord.
Name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray,
yes,
Lord, as they come up, Lord God, be willing, Lord
oh,
God,
Jesus.
To go out and pray for other people, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh,
Good,
God.
Jesus.
Let them
Good,
take
Jesus.
Care of somebody else's business, oh, Lord God. And we know, Lord, you'll take
yes,
care of their business, Lord, in the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus, oh, God. Father God, I cancel the fear, Lord God, that's on the believers, God, saying that they can't talk to nobody, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Huh? That's just
Jesus.
That's one of Satan's tactics. So, Father, we come against that spirit of fear right now in the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus, because you hadn't
yes,
gave
Lord.
Us the spirit of fear. You have gave us a sound mind of love, Lord, and peace. So, Father, in the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus, we speak to every believer out there, Lord God, that you come up
yes,
higher, huh? In the body of Christ, in the name of Jesus. Don't
oh,
always
God,
have the
want
me and give me spirit, but have a spirit,
yes,
hallelujah, glory to God, to want to tell the lost, oh, my God, about a man named Jesus, glory to God, who
yes,
died
yes,
on
yes,
Calvary
yes, yes.
In the name of Jesus, oh, God. We cancel the assignment of the enemy right now in the mighty
yes,
name
yes,
of Jesus.
Yes,
He's
yes,
putting
Lord.
Fear in the body of Christ, making them think
yes,
that you come and you tell the believers, oh, my God, you
Lord
tell
Jesus.
Those who are
Lord
lost
Jesus.
About God, that you're going to go through the hot seat, but that's all right.
Jesus.
We know you can put water on the hot seat. You can calm,
good
Lord God,
tonight,
every storm that comes through. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God.
Touch
we won't have
Lord.
It anymore, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we said, come on in, hallelujah, glory to God.
Yes.
And tell
yes,
those
yes,
who
yes,
you're
yes,
there's some you're walking around in the stores with that they don't know Christ in the name of Jesus.
All
God.
Right now,
they don't
all
even
right.
know which way Christ went in the name of Jesus. And you walk by them. Oh, my God. Don't just walk by them anymore in the name of Jesus. You've been going to church for 30-some years. Oh, my God. You hadn't even touched one soul in the name of Jesus. But we say to you on the day, those in the believers, that's in the body of Christ, you need to touch one soul, at least one soul a week, in the name of Jesus. So come up higher,
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Ain't no need, hallelujah, glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
You keep praying. Oh, my God, Lord, give me a bigger barn to put all my goodies
thank you,
in.
Jesus.
In the
thank
name
you,
of
Jesus.
Jesus, huh? But don't you know when you get a soul saved, my God, the angels will rejoice in heaven in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
Right now in the name of Jesus, we say to every believer, it's time to come up higher because you know the word. You've been sitting there, hallelujah, glory to God, on this track. How long will you sit there? Glory to God, and listen to your favorite song in the name of Jesus. So we say, come up higher right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God, my God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Come up higher.
Thank you. Thank
glory
you.
To God. Amen.
You,
glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You, Paula. Glory
Amen.
To God.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
my
Jesus.
God, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's time to come up higher. Glory to God. You know, hallelujah. John, what is it? Glory to God. Hallelujah. What is it? What is it? What is it, Lord? What is it, Lord? What is it? You know, you always say, what is it, Lord? What is it? You know, that's what it is. That's what it is. He wants you to go out and tell somebody else about a man named Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You always want to go out and preach to the choir. Hallelujah. It's time to stop preaching to that little section. Hallelujah. And it's time to go out and grab God's people. Hallelujah. You know, when we go in the stores, you're over there squeezing the lemon and say, hey, how you doing, sister? How you doing, brother? You know, do you know Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior? And if they say, yes, I know him, okay, amen, glory to God. But are you saved yet? Hallelujah, glory to God. You know, some will say they know him, but they don't really know him, glory to God. And if they don't want what you got, then guess what you do? You move on. I learned to move on. Glory to God. Hallelujah, my God. My God, my God. They done got me stirred up now. Hallelujah. My God, my God. You got to understand. Hallelujah. God gave his only begotten son. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, to redeem us back from the curse of the law. Oh, my God. So now it's time for you to go out and tell others about a man named Jesus who died on Calvary. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't just sit in the pulpit. Don't just sit in the pew. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woman, is they going to cook this week? Woman, is they going to have anything to eat this week? Woman, is they going to have cake this week? Woman, we in our next potluck this week? It's time for you to get up, hallelujah, and go out, hallelujah, and tell others. You go to Burger King, hallelujah. You go to McDonald's. You go to all those eating joints in the name of Jesus. So there's somebody that's waiting on what you got, hallelujah. You go to church every Sunday, hallelujah. And then you just come out, hallelujah, and don't even tell anybody. You think it's less important, but you got to know that you know that you know. Now is the time, oh, my God, to tell them about a man named Jesus. Oh, glory to God, that's the return soon. Oh, my God, my God, think it not strange when someone looks at you and they see Christ on you. Glory to God, they look at you strange, my God. Oh, my God, I've had it to happen to me. Me and a friend of mine, we went in a store, and when we were glad we were going in the store, this man looking at me, and I was looking at him too. Glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, my God, I'm like, what is the problem? And his wife turned around, and she was looking too. I'm like, what is the problem? They probably saw the glory of God. Glory to God, hallelujah. That's what we need, hallelujah. But you got to live right. You got to walk right. You got to talk right. You got to be able to treat people right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Now is the time to come on up. Come on up, saints. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How long are you just going to sit there and not tell anybody? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Somebody had to pray for you. Somebody had to pray for me. Somebody had to tell me who he was for real, and the real deal. Glory to God. So come on up, hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. He's calling us up higher. He's calling us to do what he wants us to do, not just to build a bigger barn to put, I got this big old house. Hallelujah. Oh, I got this big old car. I got this nice car. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I tell you what, I didn't care what I had or whatever it was, whatever car I had. I always, someone wanted to go to church, I went out of my way, glory to God, and picked them up and took them to church. And then had to take them way back out and take them home. Had to pick them up in the week, in the hour of the night when we came for Bible study. I know this for a fact. And so got in the car and they had four or five children. Guess what we did? All the cows up in there and I took them to church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because I wanted them to get it. Glory to God. I had it. And they said, would you pick me up for church? I said, I sure will. Glory to God. I know things are different now, but I'm just saying, you know, God will make a way for you to tell someone what you need to tell them. He'll do that. Glory to God. He'll do that. So what you need to do is come outside of that fear. Hallelujah. Just so well as me. Hallelujah. I had to come outside of it. Glory to God. Because some people reject you. Yes, if they reject you, you go on. They ain't rejecting you. They're rejecting Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank the callers. Amen. I'm going to go ahead, amen, and get into my message. Amen. And do as much as I can because God is moving by his power. Good God Almighty. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. Let's go on. Amen. I'm going to be coming from 1 Peter chapter 2. Glory to God. We serve an awesome God. Awesome. Awesome. I say it all the time because he is so good. Hallelujah. And he is worthy. So don't back up on God. Hallelujah. If you got to back up on something, just back up on something that you don't need. But don't ever back up on God. Glory to God. I'm going to be going 1 Peter chapter 2. Glory to God. And I'm going to title this message, Desire the Sincere Milk of the Word. Glory to God. You know, you desire everything else, but desire the sincere milk, the truth of the word. Let's go ahead and get into our message. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all gall, and all hypocrisy and envy and all evil speaking. You know, there comes a time when you're growing up, amen, and you in Christ Jesus, you know, he's going to clean you up, glory to God. You're going to have to lay all that stuff aside, hallelujah. You know, so many times people, just because he hadn't came back yet, oh my God, that don't mean he ain't coming, like I said before. Hallelujah. All the bad things, the ill will, all the ill gain and all ill got things, the things that you used to do. You can't do them no more. You can't lie, cheat, scam nobody. You can't be a scandalous. Glory to God. It's going out scandalizing people's names. If you're doing it, you need to stop now. Oh, my God, my God. Let's move on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, I was also looking up, and I looked up hypocrites. You know, as people who covered sins like the Pharisees, you know, well, God, you know what? If you hadn't made that woman like that, then, Lord, I wouldn't look at her like that. Nah, he didn't make her for you to watch her like that. He made her for you. You get your own. Hallelujah. Lord, oh, my God, look at that right there. Woo, she's shaped like a Coca-Cola bottle. Come on. And then you're looking at them big muscles of me. That girl, you better be careful about the muscles. Glory to God. Because I'm telling you, the muscles will turn into a monster. Oh, good God Almighty. You better say something. Hallelujah. But he didn't put them there for that. Yes, God made each person and he made them different. But he didn't put them there for you to lust after them. He didn't. He put them there for you to have your own. Each one is to have their own, glory to God. Hallelujah. And stop making excuses for your sin. Well, Lord, I did this because I did that. Who made excuses in the Bible for their sin? Remember Adam and Eve? Come on. What's the Lord, you gave me this woman, right? But who did he make first? Okay. We ain't going to get into all that because here we go. So I'm talking about this, that, and every apple, something, plum, peach, cherry. We ain't getting into all that. Let's move on. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. God, our God is so gracious. Amen. He gives us what we need. He takes care of all our needs, and he can take care of the wants. If we want anything, he'll give it to us, but you got to live right. You got to learn how to talk right. You can't go talking to anybody any kind of way. You know, now, we and somebody else was discussing it just because people think you're a Christian. They think they can just roll up on you. Yeah, I say roll up on you and just talk any kind of way and treat you any kind of way. No, it can't happen. It can't happen. Let's move on to verse 4. To whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Understand, Jesus was chosen by God to redeem us back from the curse. Glory to God. He was chosen. So why don't you believe in Jesus Christ? You know, they always come out, the Bible was man written. Yes, the Bible is man written, but they had to get the tablets and get the different stuff from somewhere. They, you know, man can't think that high. If you really look at it, man can't think that high. They'll say man made up all this stuff and all this. And who else is going to write it? You couldn't get, look, come on now. You couldn't get Jesus to write it, right? Jesus wasn't going to be able to scribble over it. So somebody had to write it. Come on now. Use some sense. Use some wisdom. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. We are representatives. We represent the people, amen, those who are sinners, because it's our job to go and reach out and get them and bring them back. You know, nowadays, amen, hallelujah, people will say some of them, you know, they used to have this thing on TV, kids say some of the darnest things, right? You know, people would say some of the darnest things, but you can't let that stop you. You are a royal priesthood. It's your job. It's important. It's your job to go and tell them about Jesus. Hallelujah. Like I said, you've been sitting up in church 30 years, some 40 years, been in there all the life, ain't got no damn soul saved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Wherefore, also, it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Don't you know, amen, glory to God, when you believe, hallelujah, anyone that believes in Jesus, you will not be disappointed. Yes, you're going to go through trials. Yes, you're going to go through tribulation, but you won't be disappointed. You got an adversary there that you, someone whom you can talk to, someone you can relate to, someone you can tell what happened and what's going on. Someone, glory to God, that you can call on in the wee hours of the night, even at 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning. Well, you may call somebody else. They may not answer, but he's going to answer you every time. Hallelujah. You believe in Jesus, you won't be disappointed. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 7. And unto you, therefore, which believe, he is fresh. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. You see, a lot of people don't believe. Jesus should be the most important thing in your life. He is the cornerstone. He should be the most important person in your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It shouldn't be your money. It shouldn't be your barge. It shouldn't be, amen, you're building up a bigger business. It shouldn't be none of that. Hallelujah. It should be Jesus Christ, so he can get you to go out and tell others of who he is and how he brought you out. You know, if you can't do nothing else, give your testimony. They'll like that. They say, well, you did all that and that and that. Yes. Because I was just sitting and I was meditating on some of the things that's happened. And I said, you know what, Lord? And I told someone, you know what, if it had not been for Jesus on my side, I said, I could have lost my mind. Glory to God. Because I wanted to give up. Hallelujah. Come on. You ever been there wanting to just give up? I'm just through. Just through, Lord. I'm through. Glory to God. But if it had not been for him, you could have lost your mind. You could have lost everything you got. Remember when you weren't making much money. And what did he do? He brought you out. Remember when they treated you bad. What did he do? Amen. Glory to God. He fixed that thing. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Understand. Hallelujah. Don't reject the cornerstone. Hallelujah. Jesus is the cornerstone. He was sent by God. Now, who wants to reject something, glory to God, that you know can do you good and it's not going to do you any harm? A lot don't believe because, guess what, they said they can't see. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. You, when you go in the doctor's office, let's just talk about it just for a second. When you go in the doctor's office, you just know, you look on there and say, okay, he got 5 stars. Okay, he got all these stars and he got these comments. Well, how do you know, true fact, that that's true right there? You see it, but do you know it's true or not? Anybody could have put a 5 stars up there. They could do anything. You know, you can do anything with Facebook. You can do anything, amen, with computers. You can do anything with these websites now. You can do it because you got a lot of hackers out there. They can do it. So how do you know that's true? Well, why not believe in Jesus Christ just because you say you can't? You might not can see him, but you can track him and you can trace him through this word of God. Glory to God. And a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. Glory to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. This stone, hallelujah, the stone, just the stone, not the cornerstone, just the stone, it will cause people to fall to the ground. It is a rock that will make them fall down. People fall because they refuse to obey God. That's got nothing to do with him. He don't put that on you. Understand, he does not bring evil upon you. The reason things happen is because you don't believe. Hallelujah. I've had so many people to tell me, well, how do you know this and how do you know that? And how I said it's in his word. That's how. And I'm going to believe this word right here. Well, how do you know it's true? Well, just like I said, you go to the doctor. You don't know if he can fix it or not. Glory to God. If it had been for God on your side, he probably couldn't fix it. Glory to God. Who do you think gave him wisdom and knowledge? They didn't just come into all this. They didn't. Not all this wisdom, all this knowledge. What medication to give you? What medication you don't need? What medication would make you sick? What medication, amen, need this stamp on it? I know, I know, I know, and I know. Glory to God. You say, well, it comes from this place up here. They got, you know, where they stamp these drugs of approval. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But listen, hallelujah. You better pray over there and say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, let this medicine do what it needs to do. Still, hallelujah. Even though after they've given it to you, you better pray on it. Glory to God. And say, Lord, don't let them give me the wrong medicine. Hallelujah. You better believe in Jesus other than believing in that. Hallelujah. Because he got to work through that stuff. Hallelujah. Where it won't make you sick. Where to heal what needs to be healed. Where you won't get hurt. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You better believe it. Let's move on. Verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You know, God called you. He called you to serve. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He brought you out of that dark place. We are royal priesthood. So he brought us out of that place so we can serve him, so we can go and tell others. Hallelujah. So don't be fearful. Whenever things go to happening, hallelujah, glory to God, don't be fear to pray. I went down to this place before, and it was a grocery store, hallelujah. And this woman went around the corner, and when by the time I got there, you know, everybody, they were looking and standing, and okay, and the woman just, she just passed out. She passed out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, there was one lady, she was sitting out in the front, and all she did was stuck her head, now be healed, not supposed to be healed. And she pushed her buggy right on down, kept on getting her groceries. I went over and I took the woman, I held her on her left arm, and, you know, somebody else held her right arm, and we just kindly set her down, you know, glory to God. And the whole time I prayed for her, do you hear me, you know? And then she finally opened her eyes, glory to God. You have to be there and interact. You can't be one of them saints that's going to run. I couldn't take off and go to run. This woman needed help. Why are you over there praying on somebody? Be healed, my sister. You all right. Just had throw the hand out there. Be healed. And she went on, amen, down there getting what she going to get and stay and see if the woman's all right or not. So finally the ambulance came on, glory to God, and they got her and took her on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, you can't just be one of them sisters, amen, just go stick your hand out, or brother, just say, okay, be healed. No, you got to learn how to interact with people. Hallelujah. My God, my God. I know people saying, you know, well, you could get sued. No, I didn't do anything to her. I just held her so she wouldn't fall and hit her head. That was my thing. Hallelujah. And we just set her down on the floor because, you know, she was kind of, you know, it's kind of heavy, hallelujah, glory to God. So we just kind of just set her down on the floor there, glory to God, hallelujah. Yes, you be careful, but you also believe in God, glory to God. You can stand there and pray over her and not even touch her, hallelujah. But just let her know, you know, the fire of God, amen, glory to God, that you care. And it could have entered her body just like that. But she opened her eyes and they came on and got her, amen, and we thank God for that. Amen. Let's move on to verse 10. Which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. God forgive you for all your sins except blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. Let me help you out. You do not talk against the Holy Ghost. Understand that right now? You don't do that. You know, I see people, you know, sometimes I don't know, they don't know what they're doing, or I don't know what it is. I just put it like that, hallelujah. I can't judge them, but I don't understand it. But some people be marking other people. They make fun of other people when they're shouting and stuff. And, oh, they shout like that, and they be saying, oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. You know, they be faking, hallelujah, glory to God. Just let them keep right on faking. One day it's going to hit them, it's going to hit them hard, hallelujah. I'm like, oh, yeah, I feel it, and jumping like that. I'm like, are you serious? What are you doing, glory to God? Making fun of the Holy Ghost? Don't do it, glory to God. You're asking for it. Don't do it. That's something you should not do. You shouldn't make fun of God's word. You shouldn't even make fun if you see somebody shouting. You shouldn't make fun of it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because you don't know what they've been through. You don't know, hallelujah, what they had to do to get over, to come over, to make sure, hallelujah, glory to God, that their children were fed. You don't know what they had to do, amen, to ride down and ride off places on $3 worth of gas. Glory to God. You don't know where he brought them from. You don't know how they were laying on this sick bed and he said, arise, my daughter, arise, my son. You don't know. You don't know. So don't make on, hallelujah, glory to God, against the Holy Ghost, a blasphemy against the Holy Ghost, he will not forgive. So you better make sure that if you don't hear nothing else, you better make sure that you heard what I said on this day right here, glory to God, and stop making fun of God's people when they're preaching and when they're teaching, hallelujah. Like I said, if you don't want to hear it, then what you need to do is just keep on rolling, glory to God, and just leave it alone, hallelujah. Let's move on. Verse 11, glory to God. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul. So I'm telling you not to do the bad things that your body may want to do. Good and evil, he said, war against each other. But you know what? Whatever you feed the most, that's what's going to act out. If you're feeding your flesh, glory to God, then your flesh going to act crazy. Not act a crazy, glory to God. If you're feeding your spirit and your spirit man is going to rise up on the inside of you and say, no, uh-uh. But what are you feeding today? Glory to God. Say what you're feeding. Are you feeding your flesh? Are you feeding your spirit? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because it says here, amen, right here, therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. If you know to do good and you do it not, it's sin. Hallelujah. So it ain't, I've heard people say, well, you know what? Said, oh, Lord, help me. I know, Lord, Jesus, help me, Lord. Just help me. Help me, Lord, help me. Jesus, glory to God. Lord, I know it's wrong, but I'm going to do it anyway. Nah, that's sin. And you know it's wrong? Hallelujah. Glory to God. You said, you know it's wrong and you're going to do it? No, that's just pure sin. Hallelujah. Feed your spirit on the inside more and not your flesh. Glory to God. Because if you feed your spirit more on the inside, glory to God, then that's what's going to rise up and say, no, don't do it. I said, I can't do that. No, absolutely not. It can't happen. Hallelujah. So, you know, people will tell you to do some crazy stuff now. Oh, that's all right. You can come up. No, not happening. Hallelujah, glory to God. You know, sometimes, you know, when I'm talking to other people, and, you know, I talk to family sometimes, I talk to, you know, other people too also, and they'll be saying, well, you know what, glory to God, come on, what do you do in that apartment? I said, yeah, what I do, I read the word, I pray, and I watch the little TV, glory to God, and because I was telling someone that I like to watch some of the older movies, you know, my mom used to be like Gunsmoke and all those movies, and now they used to like that, amen, Andy Griffin and Lucy, those kind of movies, and hallelujah, glory to God. I told them that's what I used to do. I used to like to watch them, hallelujah. Those were the shows in the day. I know there's plenty you can watch now, but some of it, amen, it's just got too much in it for me. I don't know about you, it's too much in it for me. So I try to keep my spirit man built up, Hallelujah. Because if you watch all that junk and then you hang around all these people and they talking all this junk, hallelujah, then I just read it up in verse 1 how you need to be careful about talking all the evil and all the and gall and cunning deceptions and all that different stuff and the badness coming out your mouth and all that different stuff. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You just got to be careful about letting all that junk, I just call it junk and gunk, come out of your mouth. Because you want to stay built up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because it's a war. It's a fight. And you got to have something to fight with. That's why you got to constantly stay in the Word. Constantly know who He is. Constantly read this Word. Constantly pray over this Word. Constantly be who He asks you to be. Constantly and constantly, when they call you and tell you, you need to be in Bible study. You need to be there. Whenever they tell you, glory to God, that you need to be in prayer, you need to be there. Glory to God. But you say, oh, I got too much going on. Glory to God. Well, more reason when you need to be in prayer. Glory to God. So you can get, amen, one can take 1,000, two can take 10,000. And you know, I was talking to someone, amen, the other day. There's no telling how many others, glory to God. When you get everybody on the line, there's no telling how many others that were coming that you can chase off. Oh, good God Almighty. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So that's why when they say, come on and come to prayer and come to Bible study and hear the word on Tuesday night, hear the word on Wednesday night. Hear the word, glory to God, on Sunday. Hallelujah, glory to God. Because there's always something that you can use. Glory to God. You can't lose when you're dipping in the word of God. Oh, my God, my God. The word of God is your sword. It's your shield of faith. Hallelujah, glory to God. It'll raise your faith to another level. It'll take you where no man can take you. Glory to God. Not even Star Trek can take you in that place. Glory to God, my God, my God. So make sure you're feeding your spirit man and not your flesh. Hallelujah. Because Satan desires to sift you like wheat. So I tell you, hallelujah, feed your spirit man more than you're feeding, hallelujah, your flesh. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You don't have to watch everything that come on TV just because it comes. Just because you say it's a good show. Hallelujah. And you know, this person, amen, that wrote this, and this person that did this, and they got all this different, amen, amen, y'all know what I'm talking about, glory to God. Got all this different sets in it, and all this different stuff. You're feeding your flesh, hallelujah. So whatever you're looking at, he sees it through his eyes. Whatever you see, God sees. Wherever you go, God sees. I've said this 100 times. I don't know why people think that he don't see it. He don't see where you go. He don't see what you do. He don't see when you do it. I don't know why they think that he don't see it, but he sees it. So just know that you know. Feed your spirit realm. Don't feed your flesh. And make sure that you go in the Bible study. Amen. Glory to God. And if you need help, get it. Be not afraid, amen, to get prayer when you come on this line. Hallelujah. Be not afraid to get prayer when you come online on Tuesday night. Be not afraid to get prayer on Wednesday night. Be not afraid to get prayer on Sunday. Amen. Prophetic Corner. Amen. And Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Be not afraid. Get what you need. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't suffer with something. Hallelujah. Because it's going to lead you down that road of destruction. You want to get delivered? You can't. Because we serve a God that will deliver you. But if you don't admit it, he can't heal what you don't admit. If you don't admit that there's a problem, he can't heal it. Because you want to hold on to it. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, we serve that right now. I always say we serve that on time, God. Understand, he ain't never late. God always right there when you need it. All you got to do is just say you need him. Say, Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you. You remember those old songs they used to say, I need thee, oh Lord, I need thee. Every hour, I need thee. Remember, so I understand it better now. You may not have understood it back then when they were singing. I'm like, okay, you know, every hour, what are you talking about? Now I see, hallelujah. Yes, we need him every hour, every minute of the day we need him. Even on the job we need him. And I want to reiterate, amen, glory to God. I'm going to go just a little bit further. And I also wanted to tell you about this piece first, amen. And in this scripture, it also says, even those, amen, do good on your job. Even those that are mean to you, you have to treat them right. If they're saying something, amen, glory to God, that you need to do, then you need to do it as long as it's not seeing in it. But if it's seeing in it, then you let them know. I said, look, I ain't doing it. If it's seeing in it, I ain't doing this. I let them know. Because he's going to hold me accountable for that. But you didn't stand up for what's right. Glory to God. But understand, hallelujah. You know how they say, well, you know, they stopped me because they said I was speeding and I was going over the speed limit and I know I wasn't and all this kind of old crazy stuff. Listen up, hallelujah. They are there for your protection, to protect you, to keep you from running into somebody speeding down that road. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you got to learn to be kind, hallelujah. Because that's why they get out there, to make sure you don't see. Make sure you're not going to run into nobody. Make sure you're not driving drunk. Make sure you're not doing something that's going to cause hurt to someone else. Glory to God. See, that's how the enemy works. But just make sure that those that are on their jobs, and you got to be nice to them anyway. It don't matter. Sometimes they'll treat you like dirt, but guess what? You just let them know kindly and say, hey, listen, I understand what you're saying, but you don't have to scream at me. I'm not going to scream at you, and you're not going to scream at me. You got to learn how to come with a kind tone. Glory to God. I had to learn. I'm like, hold on, wait a minute now. Let's just don't do this, okay? If you want me to do something, then you tell me what you want me to do and how you want me to do it, and I'll do it. But if it's seeing in it, then know that I'm not doing it. So you tell me what you want me to do. Because there was a situation that they were calling me, and amen, and I was out, hallelujah. I'm like, well, why were they calling me? Someone told me later on that somebody calling me. And they wanted to get your story straight. I had my story straight. I had the right story straight. I wasn't going to tell no lie. That's why they didn't come and ask me. Glory to God. Because I know that was one of my tips. You know, you better be careful about telling lies. Glory to God. You know, the kids said, what is that, telling lies? Yes, Papa. You don't want to get caught up in that. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I just wanted to give you that little sidebar. Make sure you treat people on your job right. Not only them that's in charge of you, but make sure you're treating your coworkers right. Glory to God. Sometimes you just might have to just throw up the hands and walk away. It'll be okay. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It'll be all right. He'll fix it. He'll take care of it. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, I love the God I serve. I love the Jesus, hallelujah, in me. Hallelujah. I hope you love him too. Hallelujah. The same thing he did for me, he'll do it for you. Glory to God. He brought me out of a place, hallelujah. Glory to God, where I was in the club, hallelujah. My God, I was the first one there and the last one shut it down. Hallelujah. He'll do the same thing for you, but that's in past. This is not in future. And I thank God he did deliver me. He can deliver you. All you got to do is just ask. Say, Lord, I need deliverance. I want to serve you, Lord, but this thing, Lord God, that's just blocking my blessing, Lord God, this thing is blocking me. Lord, I need you to help me with this. Glory to God. And he will. He will. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We have a few minutes. Amen. I'm going to go back up and see if anybody wants prayer on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's see if anybody else wants prayer. If you want prayer, press the 1, and I will bring you in for a prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, nobody has pressed the 1, so we're going to go ahead. Amen. And give the invitation to salvation. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sins, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Father. Father God, I repent of all my sins, Lord God. Forgive me, Lord God, for every thought that I've had not like you and everything that I've done, Lord, that wasn't like you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed born believer. Hit me up on Facebook, glory to God, and let me know, amen, that you, amen, received him as your Lord and Savior. Hallelujah, my God, my God. And guess what? Hallelujah. The angels in heaven are rejoicing because you gave your life to Christ. That's just what he wants. He wants you, hallelujah, glory to God. And you should want him even the more, hallelujah. Don't reject the cornerstone, glory to God. Don't reject it, hallelujah. So many times he's been rejected, glory to God. Just think about it. And people will reject you because you think about how they rejected Jesus when he went along and he was just preaching the word of God and healing people. And look how they did in glory to God, and they rejected him. Yes, hallelujah. So don't think that they're not going to reject you, because they are. They are, glory to God, hallelujah. And I even had somebody tell me, nobody can hear the Bible. But guess what? If we are made in God's image, we can do what we need to do it. And we got help. That's the power of the Holy Ghost. Just God Almighty. Hey, my God, my God. That's that power of the Holy Ghost that can help. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, my God. So nobody wanted prayer. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to get out of here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, remember all the shows that's coming up next. Amen. On Tuesday night, Apostle and Pastor. Firehouse, glory to God. Man, that house be still burning whenever they get to preaching and teaching. Hallelujah. And we have some awesome teaching on Tuesday. Amen. Before we even get on the line. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I encourage you to come on. Amen. And hit us up and let us know you would like to join. My God, my God. Because we want everybody to come on and get in. You know, get in on the ground floor and get what you need. Hallelujah. On Wednesday, amen, Evangelist Elder Bertha asked you, she leave that flow burning, glory to God, hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. Awesome prayer, she prayed down, amen, she walked the dog back and forth, up and down, in and out, amen. When she gets through, amen, the dog might be tired, but she's still going, amen, like the Energizer Bunny. That's what I'm talking about, hallelujah. And you move on down, Prophetic Corner on Sunday, and Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries also on Sunday. Hallelujah. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Amen. Awesome, awesome, yes, awesome. So come on in, amen, and hear what the Lord is saying through all the ministries. Amen. Glory to God. And if you, I want you to go ahead and make sure you inbox me and let me know that that was you, and I'll tell you the what next. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead now and give the benediction. I don't want you to forget, amen, all the announcements. Keep them in mind and don't forget, like I said, on last Sunday, amen, we're coming up to the 1st of January. Hold on to that seed, amen. Don't go shopping, amen. Hold on to that part, okay? Amen. Glory to God. And get ready to sow, hallelujah. Glory to God. Now the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Amen. Amen. Have an awesome week. We'll see you back. Amen. On next Sunday. Amen.